From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Emergency crews responded in Peshawar, Pakistan today after yet another bombing. The government suspects elements of the Pakistani Taliban, which have promised violence ahead of a military offensive into areas where they are strong. At least 11 people died in today's suicide bombing near a mosque and police station. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says insurance companies may not like what lawmakers put into the final health care bill, but she says the case is growing stronger to include a public health insurance option. NPR's Carol Van Dam has more.
Speaker Pelosi says recent attacks on overhaul legislation from the industry should dispel any doubts about the need to allow the government to sell health insurance in competition with private insurance carriers.
When you think of the campaign that has been launched against the public option by the insurance company because they can't take the competition, they just can't take the competition, and that the public option should still be in the 60s and well over 50%, it's quite remarkable.
Pelosi made the argument for a public option in her weekly news conference as lawmakers in both chambers work on finalizing legislation that could extend coverage to millions of uninsured Americans. It remains unclear whether the Senate version will include the government option. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has canceled a $1.3 billion contract with a group of companies led by IBM. His move ends plans to privatize the state's food stamp, Medicaid, and welfare programs. From Indiana Public Broadcasting, Marianne Holland reports.
Governor Daniels' decision to end the deal came after months of complaints about long wait times and false rejection of applicants eligible for services. Governors from other states had been watching Indiana's deal with IBM, touted for cost savings and efficiency, to see if it might be a solution to their own struggles to pay for social services. In a meeting with reporters, Daniels was quick to admit the plan failed.
It was a concept that looked user-friendly and looked efficient on paper, and sometimes those things just don't work when you take them out on the road.
The deal ends a program that required people to apply for Medicaid and food stamps over the phone or online. Indiana will instead revert to taking applications in person and assigning individuals a single caseworker to manage their benefits. For NPR News, I'm Marianne Holland in Indianapolis.
President Obama is to be in College Station, Texas today at the invitation of former President George H.W. Bush. Mr. Obama is to speak on community service at the University of Texas at an event marking the 20th anniversary of Mr. Bush's 20,000 Points of Light volunteering initiative. Mr. Bush first mentioned that in his 1989 inaugural address. This is NPR News. Bank of America's outgoing CEO Ken Lewis will surrender his salary and bonus for 2009. The government official overseeing executive pay at companies receiving federal bailout funds wanted Lewis to give up the money, and he agreed. Here's more from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
Wall Street had been nervously waiting for the pay czar to make his move. Kenneth Feinberg was appointed by the White House to review and approve pay and bonuses for top executives at seven companies receiving vast amounts of money from the U.S. government. Feinberg had been expected to cut back executive pay, but Wall Street was not expecting that individuals such as the Bank of America's CEO would be asked to give up their entire salary and bonus for the year. The pay czar apparently didn't think CEO Lewis should get any more than his retirement benefits, estimated at over $100 million. That amount, set before 2009, was not subject to the czar's oversight. Feinberg is to decide pay and bonuses for nearly 200 other highly paid individuals by the end of the month. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
Internet powerhouse Google says it made more profit than ever in this year's third quarter. That indicates that online advertising is bouncing back. Google's stock price reached a new 52-week high back above $500 per share. Google says it will hire about 2,000 more employees after cutting back in both of the last two quarters. And computer giant IBM has raised its profit outlook for the second time this year, and it says that despite falling sales, it is confident about the future. IBM reported its results after stock markets closed yesterday. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.